This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kaveh Kagazi. Missouri's public colleges and universities will be taking a state budget cut for the third straight year. Governor Jay Nixon announced a nearly $9 million cut for higher education today while signing Missouri's $24 billion budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. Nixon cited concerns about state revenues, including whether the Missouri lottery can generate enough money to meet budget expectations. Just 24 hours after she was nominated as the Republican candidate to the Missouri House representing the newly created District 47, Columbia defense attorney Jennifer Bukowski decided to drop out of the race. KBIA's Casey Kolbinski has more.
Columbia defense attorney Jennifer Bukowski says her decision to drop out of the race for Republican nominee for the State House of Representatives for District 47 was based off personal matters.
My kids are only 3 and 5. They won't always be this young and they won't always be living with me. And I need to make sure that I take the time to shape their futures and make sure that they're on the right path. And then I can worry about the path that our country is on.
Bukowski does not live in District 47. However, following redistricting, the Missouri Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that anyone could run even if the person did not live in that district. Bukowski says she is a good friend of the new Republican nominee, Mike Zweifel, and that she believes he'll be a great candidate for the position. Casey Kolbinski, KBIA News.
A school district official says Southern Boone Middle School principal Bob Simpson released a letter of immediate resignation this morning. The move comes after Simpson was placed on paid administrative leave yesterday. 1 week ago, former assistant superintendent Carolyn Deffenbaugh also released a letter of resignation. In her letter, she accused Superintendent Charlotte Miller of favoring Simpson with extra staff members and undeserved raises. Miller says she can't speculate on the reason for Simpson's resignation, but says she thinks he might have a chance for different employment.
All I'm going to say is that we received his resignation. Currently, we have a process in place that our board has established to address any accusations that's been made. It'll be very timely.
Miller says the school board will act on Simpson's letter of resignation this coming Monday. She says the school board has not yet begun discussing the process to find a replacement principal for the upcoming school year. New state projections show more Missouri school districts would have their accreditation come under extra scrutiny under a new evaluation system. The state ran the projections in preparation for switching this upcoming academic year to a new, more academically demanding version of the Missouri School Improvement Program. The new accreditation system won't produce its first official batch of results until 2013, but if the new standards were applied to 2011 data, 57 of the state's 521 districts would have fallen in the provisionally accredited or unaccredited range, up from 21 districts under the old system. For KBIA News, I'm Kaveh Kagazi.